This is an All Ears English podcast, episode 1619, Zoomies, what to do when you hear English slang that you don't know. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
When you are in a conversation and someone drops a slang word that you don't know the meaning to, what can you do? Listen for how natives handle situations like this today.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, Michelle. Feeling good. Glad to be on the microphone today.
Me too. Oh my gosh. Well, I am excited for today's episode because it's going to be about new slang terms and listening for them.
Yeah, very relevant episode, a very relevant skill today for our listeners, I think. Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, Lindsay, have you ever heard someone introduce a word you didn't know, like a slang term?
Yeah. I have a friend who knows all these weird slang terms that I just never learned.
Really?
There's a whole library of them that she has, and I don't know them. And she'll come up with it. I'll be like, where did that come from? How come I haven't known that? I can't think of an example right now, but there are a lot of them. I'll have her on the show to introduce them all.
Oh, that would be cool. I mean, what happens when you're listening and you hear, like, your friend, for example, like, just, like, does she just, like, throw them out there randomly and then you have to ask about them? Or is this, like,
I'd say, yeah, she'll throw them out there and I get it because I get the context. They're very obvious and easy to understand. But then later I'll say, hey, I never knew that term. Like, I'll just admit that I didn't know it.
Yeah. I mean, and when you hear that word, like, do your ears just kind of perk up?
Kind of. Yeah. It's kind of interesting because I would think like, oh, I could have been using this all along. You know, they're fun. They're like fun slang expressions and terms that rhyme and things like that. Yeah. Good stuff.
That's cool. There's like with the... you know, I don't know what's the generation below now, the newest generation, Gen Z. So
below millennials is Gen Z.
No, I mean the newest one. Like,
oh, I don't even know.
After,
oh my gosh, I don't even
okay,
know.
Okay, well, whatever. But there are all these like slang terms that come out, and then I'm like, oh my god, I don't know this word. It's kind of funny.
Oh, for sure, especially for young people. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, so today we're going to be talking about slang, really. And we are going to listen to a clip from our Conversations and Coffee program. Guys, we've been doing this on some of our episodes. They're really, you know, this is about listening. We do, you know, about vocab. It's about so much. And so our Conversations and Coffee program It's 3 to 4 speakers, including the All Ears English team, right? Yeah. So Lindsay, myself, Aubrey, and Jessica. And we talk about just really super interesting topics. Sometimes we talk about light topics. Sometimes we talk about serious or controversial topics. So it's a whole mix. Yeah. And you get also transcripts, lesson, vocabulary, tons of stuff with that. Right, Lindsay?
Yeah. I mean, I think the main value here is that you are listening to a group. I mean, right now on the podcast, guys, you have told us that you have gotten to understand 90% of this podcast because you know our voices. It's two of us. We're talking to each other. But when you add another speaker and a fourth speaker, it becomes a lot more complex. So that's the skill that you build in this program. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Exactly. It's a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun making them. So I think you'd have a lot of fun listening to them. So yeah, allearsenglish.com/fast, F-A-S-T, to get to that.
Yeah. Okay. So Michelle, are we going to play this clip then? And then what should our listeners listen for?
Yeah. So again, we're talking about listening for new words and listening to someone's explanation, right? So this is really going to be useful. So here's the strategy for today. So when you're listening, think, you might want to take notes. Okay.
Yes, take
notes. What is the new word? How does, so Jessica is going to ask about the word, right? So how does she ask about the word and what does she say? And then what is Lindsay's reaction?
Yep.
And then try and see, you might want to pause this, guys. Try and see if you can explain the new word yourself, right? If you were going to explain what it is. And then finally, how does Jessica feel about this new word? And do you think, kind of like a little, you know, prediction for the future, do you think she's going to start using it in the future? So I'm going to repeat all of that again. Guys, I know that's a lot. You might want to rewind or listen again. So what is the new word? How does Jessica ask about the word? So what exactly does she say? And how does Lindsay react?
Yeah.
What is the meaning of the new word and how does Jessica feel about it? Do you think she'll use it in the future? That's a lot to listen for.
No, I was going to say, Michelle, I love the way you've set up this framework because I think it makes so much sense for the learning for our listeners. Guys, you know, this really helps you. These questions help you learn in context and learn based on personalities in a way of what you know about us, what you know about our lives, how you think Jessica would or may not react. This is how we should be learning English, not in a boring textbook, not in just a plain phrase or a plain word. We need to learn the context of a word. So that's so good. I love this setup.
Okay, awesome. Yes, I love it too. So here we go. All right, we're going to play the clip.
Okay, let's see. Lindsay, dogs or cats?
Oh my God, at this moment in my life, dogs, definitely. Yes, I love having dogs because they miss you. When you come home, they're like wagging their tails, going crazy, getting zoomies. It's the best thing in the world. So dogs.
Getting zoomies? What zoomies? Does that mean?
That's zoomies?
Adorable.
How do you have two dogs and not know zoomies? Jessica, what is going on? Are your dogs? It's when puppies, especially puppies, but all dogs get this crazy burst of energy and they start running in different directions.
Oh,
back and forth.
Okay.
That happens.
Oh, I've never heard that term.
That happens.
Yes,
right?
I just never called it getting zoomies. I think that's adorable. I love it.
Okay, Michelle. So here we are. We are back. And our listeners have heard that clip from Conversations in Coffee.
Yes.
I like this clip because I think we talked about my dog a little bit.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about like dogs or cats. And you were, you know, saying that you really love dogs, right?
Yes. I love it. Anytime we have an excuse to talk about puppies, I love it. So, all right, Michelle. So what was the new word then?
Okay, so we're going through this. So the new word is zoomies or getting zoomies.
And okay, we'll just keep answering the question. I'll make commentary after. So
okay. All right.
So how does Jessica ask about the word? What does she say?
Okay, so what does she say, Lindsay?
What does she say? So it's in green. Let's see. So getting zoomies? What does that mean? Zoomies? That's adorable. I tried to do it in her voice, but I didn't do it very well.
Yeah. I love Jessica's voice. So exactly. And then your reaction, you said, how do you have two dogs and not know zoomies? So I would say you're surprised because Jessica has two dogs. Now, I mean, Lindsay, were you being rude here?
No, because we have a rapport and I was teasing her a little. There was some teasing. You're being playful. Happening. I was genuinely surprised though, because any dog owner, you talk to them on the street, they know what zoomies are. They know what that is. That's something that dogs get. They get triggered by the ground, I think. They get really excited and they just start running in circles.
I remember when I don't have a dog now, but growing up when I had a dog, I remember I didn't know the term getting zoomies, but I remember like when we would just run around and around the coffee table.
Yeah, it's so funny.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. I love it.
In this episode, you'll hear a clip from our Fast English Weekly quizzes. You get these full quizzes and group listening practice every week when you sign up for our Conversations and Coffee program. So go over to allearsenglish.com/FAST to work on your fast English listening every week. See you there.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So, okay, so now let's put the definition of the new word of zoomies into your own words, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So how do we do... Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so, I mean, basically, zoomies are when dogs get excited when their owners come home and they run all around in circles.
Right? Yeah, or Kiefer, my dog, he doesn't... It's not just when their owners... When we come home, it's actually more when we're just walking and something... triggers him. I do think it's actually the change in the ground, the texture of the ground. Like if he'll walk on wood chips or something, all of a sudden you see it in his eyes. He's about to go. And all of a sudden he just bolts in one direction and then runs out the end of the leash and bolts in the other direction and then bolts in the other direction. I have to actually like be careful he doesn't run into the traffic because he's like, he gets possessed. It's so funny.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Thank you for the clarification.
You're welcome.
I mean, and then how does Jessica feel about this new word?
Let's see. I didn't quite catch that in there. How does she feel about it?
I mean, she says, that's adorable.
Yeah, that's adorable.
And then,
adorable.
You know, kind of you're explaining what happens. Mm-hmm. And then she said, yes, I just never called it getting zoomies. I think that's adorable. I love it. So she says exactly how she feels about it, right? Okay. She's saying it's adorable. I love it, right? She learned this new slang term and she's giving her reaction.
I love it. Yeah, exactly. So we're really, really getting this here in context. And so, Michelle, what should we go through next here?
I mean, well, the last question is like, Lindsay, what do you think? Do you think Jessica will use this in the future?
I think so. This is a very catchy slang word. And it's fun to say, right? When your dog gets zoomies, you can say zoomies, right? It's just fun.
Yeah. It's funny with some slang words, because you might hear it. You could have gone through that and she could have been like, oh, okay, I didn't know that. You know, like, but when it applies so much to your life, that's when, you know, she has dogs. She's going to use this. Like, I might use it. Rarely. If I see a dog or whatever, but I don't have a dog. So like it really applies to her life. So maybe I'll use it one day when I hopefully get a dog. But, you know, sometimes you hear a slang word and it doesn't apply to you. And sometimes it's like, oh, that's perfect. Like that's for me.
That fits in your life. Yeah, for sure. And we want to look for those words that do fit in our lives, right? We want to pick and choose our vocab words.
Right, exactly. Exactly. You want to pick the ones that are perfect for you. And I mean, here's something that I was thinking about. Like, was Jessica afraid to ask about this word, Lindsay?
No, for sure not. I mean, you know, she made it fun. And it's important to speak up. If you don't know a word, it's important to have the confidence, guys, to speak up and say, oh my gosh, what is that word? I didn't know that word. And stop the person, because that does build connection. Right, Michelle?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. She was confident. She was playful. Getting zoomies. What does that mean? Right.
Like, right. And sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, I was going to say it gave me a chance to tease her a little bit. Right. Yeah. Because we already have a rapport and that's fine.
Right.
So there was a deepening connection there in that moment. So guys, the more you show of yourself, the more chances for connection you get.
Right. I mean, now, if this were more of an academic discussion and somebody was using like an academic word you didn't know, I think that would be like a little bit different. We can talk about that another time. But like, I feel like then she would say something more like, oh, I'm not sure I know that word. Or can you define that word? Something like that.
Right. Or I've heard natives just say define X, right? Define that word. And then, you know, as a way of saying you don't really know that word, but you're going to try to pretend you know it. Like,
right.
So, right. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. So guys, I mean, really, I mean, there are a bunch of things that you can take from this episode. Number one is that strategy, right?
Yes.
Like getting like deeper and deeper and deeper, like the reaction, like we're looking at both Lindsay and Jessica and how they were talking and how they were reacting to each other, like this banter, introduction of a new word and how it applied to Jessica's life.
Yeah, for sure. This is fantastic. I mean, guys, remember that, you know, if you want to get more of this, this is just like 20 seconds of the longer episode, right, Michelle? Normally, if you're in this program every Wednesday, you get the longer episode, about 15 minutes of the four of us on the audio, plus a quiz, plus five new vocabulary words. Okay. Mm-hmm. Takes 15 to 20 minutes a week. A fantastic way to learn. Michelle, where can they go again to get that?
AllEarsEnglish.com/fast, FAST.
Yes. And do we have a final message here, Michelle? Any takeaway for our listeners to keep in mind?
Yeah, guys. I mean, this doesn't just have to be about slang. Listen for words that stand out to you, right? So listen, are they used in more? I mean, first of all, the word zoomies, like, I feel like that's not, I mean, it's funny. You could guess, make a guess that it's something about using Zoom. Like,
yeah, you can get it. Uh-huh.
Right? Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's a playful sounding words or a sounding word. It's used in a playful way. So like when you're listening for words, think not only, oh, what does the word sound like, but is it being used in a playful way? Is it being used in a more serious way? So you can make guesses as you listen. And then on the speaking end, you know, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to ask what something means, especially, you know, this here is a light and fun conversation. But in general, you know, really don't be afraid and put some personality into it, right? Especially in a lighter conversation and try and be like Jessica, how she asked it.
Definitely, guys. Don't be afraid to ask and speak up when you need something defined, then make sure you get that information, right? I mean, if we're pretending we know something, that can be kind of awkward too. So we don't want to do that, right, Michelle?
Exactly. Exactly. Don't be afraid to ask.
Yeah, I love it. All right, Michelle, thanks for hanging out today. I'll see you on the next one.
All right. Bye, Lindsay. Thanks.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.